From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's Government of National Accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing IS out of Sirte. Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian windows would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time starting the following day. The ceasefire is to include aviation and artillery strikes. The top commander for the coalition fighting the Islamic State group says the terrorist group's foreign fighter stronghold in Syria likely will be in complete control of the Syrian Democratic Forces in a week to weeks. U.S. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference from Baghdad, enemy resistance shrinks daily in Manbij. He looked ahead to the future.
To paraphrase Winston Churchill, the liberation of Ramadi was the end of the beginning of the campaign against Daesh. The beginning of the end will be the liberation of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Once it is recaptured, the enemy in Iraq will be reduced to scattered pockets of resistance.
Lieutenant General Sean McFarland. Russian President Vladimir Putin accuses Ukraine of choosing terrorism over peace. Those comments came Wednesday following reports of foiled attacks in Crimea that Mr. Putin says were orchestrated by Ukraine. President Petro Poroshenko rejected Mr. Putin's claims, calling them equally cynical and insane. This is VOA News.